part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
So we're glad you're with us. It's Saturday night, and that means Baldwin McCullough back once again to the microphone. At least that's the rumor. Steven said, I'm just pulling in. He texted me that 7 minutes ago. I don't think it takes 7 minutes to get from the parking lot to the studio. But as you can see, he is not, if you're in the chat room, he is not sitting in that chair there. So this is, again, severe celebrity ADD, you know, for all the kind things that they said about Whitney today, being celebrities. I don't think they'll say the same things about Steven. It's Memorial Service. Anyway, we're glad you're with us. Welcome.
Are we on?
Oh, you decided to come to work, huh?
Are we on?
Yeah, we are.
Homie.
Yes. Don't come in here offering food. That doesn't make up for anything.
No, that's why I'm late.
I don't care. Do you think listeners care
that
you wanted to fill your boiler instead of be with them?
I'm a Christian fella, and I just lied. So I have I have to repent.
Yeah, see, I wasn't too worried about that.
I have to repent.
Yeah.
But you know the joint on 9W I told you is the best
The best hot dog place in the world.
It's the dude who makes the hamburger, and he puts a slice hot dog on it. It's called the Filling Station, Route 9W. This is a horrible, obvious plug, but my homie Kyle, down there at the Filling Station, has made a burger, dude.
And
what I did was I had it cut in half, just in case. Just in case you didn't want to fill up too much here.
You are trying to buy me off.
On the Baldwin McCullough Live radio program.
You are trying to buy me
off.
But
this is for you. This is like a classic.
Burgers might do this, actually.
Dude,
okay.
This is a classic Filling Station burger, Route 9W. I don't know what town it is.
What all does he put on it? This is looking pretty interesting,
it's
actually.
Piermont. No, dude. That's the best hamburger on the planet.
Okay, you use the word best and gnarliest and all this stuff like all the time.
Take a bite.
Well, hold on a second.
Take a bite.
Hold on a second.
Take a bite.
Got to make sure I get my napkins in order here.
Take a bite.
Get messy stuff all over the
countertop. Go ahead.
Countertop.
Take a bite.
Okay, for those of you in the chat room, by the way, you can watch at TheBingeThinker.com, BaldwinMcCullough.com, Facebook.com, all those places.
This is the best hamburger you've ever had.
What I'm looking at is a... medium well burger with some white cheese. I'm guessing that's cheddar, maybe.
It's the best burger.
It's got some grilled onions, some mushrooms. There's no hot dog on here.
No, I didn't want to. You're not ready.
Totally clogged the arteries yet?
You're not ready for that yet.
All right. All right, here we go. Taking it out.
You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Radio.
Yep.
Our number's 800-345-96.
Actually, it's not. Look at the stupid number in front of you. Yeah.
Oh.
We're changing things.
We're changing a lot of things. I'm actually Jedi mind tricking you with a burger right now. I love that. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Radio. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough, but he's got a dude. You haven't even. That's just. You're just licking the sauce off your fingers.
That's just a mushroom.
Our number's 888-340. I'm in big trouble.
You're starting to sound like Alex.
3373.
Do we have a caller yet?
Yeah.
Is there a caller there?
Oh, don't even start.
Caller?
I just got off the phone with the other homie just now again.
Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's great. Alec has set his sight way beyond that. Because when you see the obscene names he called Andrew Breitbart today.
Yeah, well, and Sean called me about that.
Yeah, see, it's not going to be good.
Our number is 888-340-3373.
888-340-3373.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, bro.
I'm getting grilled onions.
Dude, but the meat.
The meat's not cooked.
Well, but that's fine.
Medium. Now, you're not supposed to eat ground beef that cooked that rare. But it's good. This is rocking.
Dude.
All's forgiven for tonight.
Yes!
For tonight.
Yes!
Stop yelling.
He lives.
All right.
He lives.
So now that we've taken care of my appetite.
The filling station, Route 9W. I think it's Piermont.
You should stop doing that.
It's like right around Piermont.
You should stop doing that. We could get in trouble with the law.
What do you mean?
Did they give you extra niceties because you were going to give them a plug tonight?
Well, they might. I got to ask my niece.
That's a violation of FCC standards. You can't do that.
It is?
Yes. You could go to jail.
Why? Because I mention a friend's delicious burger and...
If he gave you something in exchange, even a reduced cost or a free packet of ketchup.
But he hasn't yet.
Well, we should get him to advertise on the show. That's what we should.
Well, maybe this little plug will...
But anyway. 888-340-3373. Did I do that from memory? Was that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I did it
3373.
That's what I said.
Oh,
3373.
I thought you said 3370.
No.
I heard it wrong.
Yeah.
You said it right. But I heard it wrong.
All right.
That's not
888. It's still a toll-free number. 340-337.
This is weird. Why do we have a new number?
Do we have a caller out there yet? Is there a caller? No?
Why do we have a new number?
Is there a caller? Do we have a caller?
Stop it. Okay? Between you and Hannity. Because I talked to him four times in the last 72 hours, and he goes like this to me. Every time I talk to him, this is his joke to me.
Hey, this Jackie, the line is ringing, by the way. You might want to turn your ringer up.
This is Hannity. I'm talking to Hannity. You know what he says to me? He goes,
no.
Interesting.
He said it like Alec?
Interesting. He just does it to drive me nuts. I'll be like, hey, bro, listen, I want to talk to you about, you know, the show next week, and I want to promote Act of Valor.
Yeah, you're going
to
come on. Actually, the Act of Valor guys were just on with Huckabee.
And he goes,
before the top of the hour.
Interesting. I mean, these guys are losing it over that whole
Okay, if situation. You don't know who we are. He's Stephen Baldwin, the actor.
Yeah.
60 films, 20 years in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I'm Calvin McCullough. You might know me from Fox News and other places I've hung out at.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple of really yummy cheeseburgers in front of us.
Interesting.
But we want to talk about something that is quite interesting.
Yeah.
And it is the future of America. Nothing less than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you had said in the day of the founders... that America's greatest hope was going to be found in what the government could do for an individual, they probably would have shot themselves. They probably would have said,
okay, Kev,
why did we do all of this?
Kev, tell us how you really feel.
Why did we survive the Revolutionary War? But here's the thing.
Shot themselves.
Here's the thing.
That's great.
There are a lot of people today, Stephen,
yeah.
as you pointed out on the phone this afternoon,
yes.
that actually want the future of our country to be a place where the problems are cared for. They want to have guarantees.
Right.
They want to have guarantees at the expense of failures.
What do you mean?
And see, I'm Jedi minding you now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think
if you live in a land,
I think
you live in a society
yeah.
that guarantees everything,
right?
Then the enjoyment of the average life is going to be pretty miserable,
right?
Because you're guaranteeing the outcomes, as opposed to allowing failure to sometimes happen.
Yeah.
So what I want to know tonight, and what Stephen's topic, but it just the more I thought about it, the more incredible it was. So, should America's
you
future,
just said so, you just used the I word
incredible.
About me.
I did.
Wow.
Why are you yelling tonight? Are you deaf or something?
I have a hearing loss.
Well, everybody else will now.
Over my hearing loss, that would be
everybody else will
cruel
now.
And insensitive.
This is me you're talking to.
I'm excited. I'm excited to be here.
This is me you're talking to. Okay. So,
oh, a momentary loss of memory coordination there.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Do we want to get do you want America to be a land of guaranteed outcomes where everybody has a bowl of porridge and they know they're going to get that regardless? Or are you willing for America to become a land of failures? That's the two options. Guaranteed. That's the two options.
Well, yeah, but see, you do your thing.
Guarantees or you gave me the idea.
I know.
It's a great topic.
Yeah. But I didn't.
This may be the most important topic we've ever discussed.
Right. But I didn't say it the way you said it.
No, you said it in a very lame way.
And I don't throw the little KMC darts that you throw. Okay. A bowl of porridge. No, see, I don't do that.
Which would be better? But this is what it comes down to, Stephen. You want to know, should we be a land of entitlement or opportunity? And that's a very straightforward way of asking the question.
Should we? I'm saying...
Do you think that it is?
I want to know what the people think.
Right, right, right.
888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
So...
Baldwin McCullough Live. I want to know...
Yep.
America, in my understanding, when I was a little kid, and my dad was my baseball coach, and all that good stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I was told, America... is the land of opportunity. That's one of the phrases that they say makes America what America is and what makes it great. And I joke, my wife's from Brazil, when we get into a little, you know, a jousting conversation.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sure. That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We'll be right back.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's
guest of thousands tonight.
Yeah, we got a full boat here in the studio. 888-340-3373.
We have Baldwin spawn from three different sections of your family, right?
Yeah, this is...
In the studio.
I don't know what's going on.
Because, Jonathan, who's your parent? Elizabeth.
My oldest one of your sister, sisters. Beth.
And then Kaylee belongs to Daniel.
Daniel.
And then Haley, who makes a frequent reappearance to the Baldwin McCullough show anytime
she
can.
Yeah, she's got something to say every now and again.
But Stephen asked a great question. Entitlements or opportunity, how do you view America going forward? What is it to you? What is it to the next generation? What are people going to say
now
about America?
Here's my joke when I'm going tit for tat with the wife who's from Brazil.
Okay.
I'll bow up on her and be all, you know, super uber patriot. And I'll be like, you know, when she starts saying what's wrong with America,
mm-hmm.
like the fact that America isn't as culturally this or that compared to Brazil, you know, I'll look at her and I just hold up the one finger like we're number one. And she just starts going nuts. I'll just look at her. Honey, say what you want.
Typical humble American.
We're number one.
Yes.
I'll say, honey, not everybody's running to the Brazilian dream. You know what I mean? No. The world is flocking to America.
And does this open communication between you and the missus at that point when you do that stuff? Does that increase?
Well, what I do is I get her like really riled up, and then I just turn into a puppy dog and
yeah. Too late, pal.
Start mopping the floor.
In other words, you're in the doghouse. Is what you're saying.
Yeah. But that's my point.
Okay.
It's America. We're number one, no matter what you say. It's America is the place on the planet that everyone aspires to go to for the greatest possible.
It's the big magnet.
It's the only place in America to maximize the potential of success and freedom.
Okay.
It's the greatest place for that potential outcome. So with that in mind, I'm saying, is it America the land of opportunity? Or 888-340-3373. I want to know. Or is it, no, it's not a place where you go or you were born where if you work hard enough you can do X, Y, and Z. It's because you were born here or because you came here that you should have an expectation that you're going to get what you get because that's what it is. Is it the hope in a pursuit of what the possibilities are in the opportunity, or is it an expectation because it's America and the entitlement perception?
Yeah.
That's what I'm really confused, Kevin. I'm not just trying to, you know, blow smoke here. I'm sitting here saying, I don't know anymore. I mean, for me, it's the opportunity. I believe that if you work hard, you're, but it looks like in the wake of this administration, there's a lot of people going, hey, you know what, man? Yeah.
Well, that's why, and while you were calling my perceptions darts in the last segment, let me just quickly add, the reason that I put it in that term is because I do think it clarifies things for people. People that want entitlements are basically people that want guarantees. They want to make sure that everybody's going to be taken care of and nobody will be left out.
Right.
So you call that a guarantee. You say, well, we're going to make sure that everybody is treated in this way.
Right.
People think of the generosity of America, they may think that that means guarantees. But in the truth is, Stephen, because of where America is today, it means that there were a lot of people that failed thousands, millions, hundreds of times each on their way to finding success.
Right.
And if you take the Soviet Union or Red China is an example of what the collective or the responsibility of the guarantees, guaranteeing the masses outcomes through entitlements. If you take that model, you find that you don't have a lot of motivation because to them, failing, the prevention of failure is more important than the opportunity to succeed. So those the people that judge and rule from a collective mindset say, well, we're gonna try to ensure that no one is allowed to fail.
Right.
That's a guarantee.
That's a better way of saying it.
Well, and I'm just asking, which is better for America, to give guarantees or to give failures, to allow failures to occur? And that's what I want to know. So it's the same type of thing.
Right.
I'm just asking it a different way.
But you think about it like in that smarter way.
Whatever. 800-345-9622. Let's talk to William, who's calling us from Westchester, New York. Listening to WNYM The Apple, AM 970 in New York. William, glad you're with us. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? I almost have a taste in my mouth for that hamburger.
Yeah!
I almost reach out to get it across the Hudson River.
Here, let me take another bite while you tell Stephen what you think about this.
I can't remember.
Thanks a lot.
I think it's that place
called
the Filling Station. The Filling Station, Route 9W, Palisades, New York. But I can't remember the name of the place.
Next time I go on 9W, I'll check the place out.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, William, what's your thought on this? Guarantees or failures?
Well, Stephen was using the cliche, America, the land of opportunity. I had my seventh grade students in American history class prove it. What we did was to take a couple of pages from the World Almanac, where it lists all the world's major inventions, by location and by date. So what I did was to divide it between the United States and other parts of the world. And before the Civil War and after World War One, in other words, leaving the time period 50 years World War One to the Civil War to World War One, the vast majority of the inventions were United States from 1865 to 1915. And then the kids went on to be able to figure out that it was the time when we had national unity, laws, low taxes, and before progressivism began to take its bite.
Hmm. So, from your perception, William, not what you teach in class, but from where people are sitting today, do you think the students in your class perceive the country and the future of it going forward being found in its opportunities or being found in what they're being guaranteed from D.C. right now?
I think that, contrary to a lot of thinking, the kids who I taught, a lot of them ghetto kids, are looking forward to opportunity, and despite the fact that the United States government is doing its best to undermine it right now.
And you think they recognize the difference between the two?
They are very politically incorrect.
That's good. Sounds like you're doing your job.
Thank you.
All right, William, thank you. You don't have anything to say?
Did he go away?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, my daughter was taking a picture of me. But what I was going to ask him was, did he say what age the students were?
Yes, they were in seventh grade.
So
he said that about five times.
So then William, the social study educator guy,
yes,
says that his seventh grade class would probably answer the question that they believe America to be the land of opportunity.
But what it took for them to come to that realization?
What?
Because they are inner city, and he said in his terms, some of them are ghetto kids, is that he made them do all that homework. Study the time periods at which America
1865
grew.
1865 to 1915.
Yeah.
See, I heard that.
You got that part.
I'm like Rain Man or something, right?
I wouldn't even.
Huh?
888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. It's a toll-free number. Three lines open. 888-340-3373. Rick is in Tampa. Hey, Rick.
Yes, yes. How you guys doing?
Good, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Stephen. Nice to talk to you, man.
Thanks.
Hey, I think that back in the before the turn of the century, I think anybody who had an inclination to be
actually,
a
Rick, I hate to do this to you. Hold that thought. We're coming right back after break.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
McCullough live every Saturday night starting 9 o'clock Eastern on the East Coast and, of course, on stations coast to coast. 888-340-3373 is our new number.
Is my mic on? Did you turn my mic off?
I didn't turn your mic off. I turned your headset down because you complained during the commercial break. Can you hear yourself now?
Yeah, turn it down a little.
Turn it down a little.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're so weird.
What's our number?
888-340-3373.
Awesome.
888. And here's the thing about that, kids. When you get home tonight, if the show's over and you still want to leave us like a voicemail message, you can call that number and leave a voicemail for us. You might hear your voicemail on next week's show.
Oh.
Yeah. I opened this up on my daily show this week, Stephen. We got some really colorful stuff already. Stuff that the FCC won't allow us to play.
Yeah, you and that Baldwin guy, you think you're the right wing running the country, eh?
Do we have a dude?
Come down to Atlanta, I'll show you all about the right wing, eh?
That was what I got 4 minutes of that.
Is there some dude holding?
Yes. So we're going back to Rick in Tampa. Rick, thanks for your patience.
I didn't forget you, Rick.
No, we didn't forget you at all. But you were about to make your point just before we went to break.
Yeah, no, real quick is that I think prior to the turn of the century, you had everybody who took a chance and did anything pretty much had a chance to do something great and do an invention, that kind of thing. And then before World War II, you had everybody working 40 hours a week living in the same town, and they could aspire for that dream of opportunity. Now, for the last 50 years, it's no holds barred. Everybody shoots for everything, and there's almost... You can't help but there's failure everywhere because you can't lean back on the old way because it's not there anymore. If you go to any money market scheme or like pyramid scheme, the first thing they'll tell you is, well, the old way, 40 hours saving for 20 years is gone. You got to try to make it now, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
My daughter, who is a great singer, that kind of thing, is ready to go on American Idol because that's the instant, you know, that type of thing. It's all around us now, you know.
Everybody wants
that quick opportunity as a country.
The quick payoff, is
right?
What you're saying.
So, like, another way of saying something like what's in the mind of your daughter is, you know, the idea of this is so fascinating that you bring this up because I just want to address this. I recently had a conversation with a young person that was asking me. They said, "I want to get in the music business. I want to do this." I said, "You know what you need to do? You need to go to New York City, get a job as a waiter." You know,
right.
Start saving so like the actors have to do. I said, and then, you know, pound the pavement and send out your resume and do what you got to do. And even if you get a job within some building that has a record company and you got to intern there and da-da. And, you know, the person, I'm not kidding you, they looked at me like, are you sick?
Are you kidding?
The person looked at me like
wow.
The person's attitude was, no. There's no reason why I can't get an executive assistant position to, like, one of the, you know, the producers within the company and just be right.
So this person you were talking to had no concept of working their way up through the chain.
No, I think this person... definitely in what I saw coming across was that there was an easier way. There was a faster, you know, there was a way to Google this and do that and find the key to the door that makes it happen quicker, which is what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Right. You know, also reach the more fatter because it's not always there.
Right, well, probably now more than ever. And the thing that I found fascinating, I don't want to say this about this person, it's just because I would hope this wouldn't be the case. I really sensed underneath all that was simply the attitude, that's not good enough. See, that's the thing.
I deserve to do it faster and quicker and shorter.
So in other words, listen to what his daughter said. I can turn to Haley, who you know, was in a Cody Simpson video, and she's acting and dancing and all this. And I said to her, you need to take voice lessons. You need to work hard. You need to this, that, da-da-da-da. Whatever she's going to do, she's going to have the old school mentality for me. But his daughter...
Was this person resentful that you weren't offering help? Because Haley wouldn't have had any of those opportunities had you not been her father.
Right.
She may have
ultimately come to the place where she could be successful. But she wouldn't have had those opportunities easily
there
not being your child.
Absolutely, I mean, that's obvious.
So was this person resentful that you didn't offer help? Was that what they were looking for?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. This person was saying, I want to do this. And then when I said, here's my suggestion and my opinion and experience about how you achieve
the
that goal.
The old-fashioned way.
They were like, what is that? But what's fascinating is what he just said about his daughter.
Yeah.
His daughter's logic is, I'll just go audition for American Idol.
Win American Idol.
It's not
right, or The Voice or 10 other.
Yeah. Because there's like 70 of them now. Hey, Rick, great observations. Thank you for the call. Good stuff. We're going to go to Roseanne shortly. We've got to take another break. He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough. And we're talking about should America be the land of opportunity or the land of entitlement? Taking your calls. More of them next.
Best-selling author and nationally syndicated radio host, Danny Johnson.
Why is it important?
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents. Backpacks. Sleeping bags. Food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters. Canteens and hydro packs. Knives, axes, shovels, compasses. Camouflage and tactical gear. Fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try liquid zeolite today.
McCullough, glad you're with us every Saturday night starting at 9 o'clock. Make sure you tell your friends and gather around the radio or online at TheBingeThinker.com. If that's if you can spell my last name, feel free to give Baldwin McCullough a try, but people generally tend to get very upset with
now,
that.
Now, let me get this right.
Yes.
People can now call 888-340-3373.
And come right online. On the show.
But even...
Or they can hit number two and leave a voicemail message for us.
No, that's unbelievable.
That's very cool. Our new
I just want to say...
New media director just got all that going this last week.
All my kooky friends from Massapequa, would be sure to call in.
Yeah.
And leave lots of fun facts about Stevie B that Kevin can torture me with.
Yes, we will do that.
Over the airwaves.
And if you're watching online, the beautiful young thing sitting right next to Stephen Baldwin is the inimitable Haley Baldwin.
Yo.
So she's there. She's been tweeting to her 24,000 people, of which three have shown up in the chat room so far.
Yeah?
All three.
Three. It's better than nothing.
She promised tens of thousands. I'm not letting her talk on the show until she gets at least 200 people in the chat room. She gets 200 people to join the show, then she can have a microphone. Until then, we got to stay with the topic.
You're funny.
Roseanne, calling from Tampa. Say hi to Roseanne.
Hey, Roseanne. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hello?
Hi. You're on the air, Roseanne.
It's Annie.
Oh, Annie.
Oh, sorry.
Yes,
sorry, Annie. Hold on. You're next in line. Sorry, let's go to Roseanne. Roseanne's been on longer.
Opportunity, or is it a land of entitlements? I think it is both.
Huh.
This
great
country of America, for those people who come over here and work hard, there's much great opportunity.
Sure, sure.
And for those people who come here and are in need, less able, need help, our country is all too great, altruistic, and willing to help.
Sure, but Roseanne, the question that I ask, because, you know, although what you say is very true and very important, I'm just curious, Roseanne, for you, are you an American?
Yes, sir.
Great. Well, then I'm just curious. If you had to think here and now today with all that's transpiring, would you say that in your heart of hearts it's still that thing it once was before? It's mostly that, this land of opportunity? Or do you think that for yourself, or that most people are starting to think now that it just needs to become a place that just takes care of everybody so that nobody's left out and there's guarantees?
Well, I think that since we've had the economic debacle, that it's maybe some opportunities have diminished, but there are still many available, and I'm sure that America is on its way to greatness again, just taking a little bit more time.
Roseanne, let me ask you a question. It's Kevin. I want to follow up on a thought here, because it just made me...
Because your answer is terrific, but go ahead, Kevin.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that the idea that we're going to guarantee people's outcomes is an idea that is going to help people or hurt people?
Well, I don't know about that we are guaranteeing people's outcomes completely.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay, let me give you one specific example.
Right.
Let me give you one specific example.
Yes.
Should the government, which is not the government, it's really we the people and all the money that we pay in taxes, should the government be guaranteeing to pay for a place for people to live?
Well, if there's no other sources to help those people, I think that there is an organization or department.
But you're avoiding my question. Here, it's a simple question. If people are in a house and they're not paying their mortgage, and for whatever reason, maybe they're unemployed, maybe they lost their job, maybe they just stopped paying their mortgage. Some people do that, too. Is it the responsibility, is it the requirement of the fellow citizens to have to pay that mortgage for them?
No, I don't think we have to do that.
Okay.
I think
because a lot of what people talk about right now in terms of entitlements include things like bailing out people when they don't pay their mortgage. And I think that actually diminishes the opportunity in our country.
Well, I think there are charitable organizations that can help in certain ways.
But why should... Okay, I hear what you're saying. And I appreciate your call. I have so many questions when she says stuff like that, because... Why should a charitable organization be required to pay someone's mortgage for them? Who should be fundamentally responsible for paying their mortgage? I want to know that.
Well, and then obviously, I can... This is why you and I...
Who's fundamentally responsible for feeding themselves? Is it my job as the dad of my family?
Wait a second. The answer could be, because banks lied... And those banks caused the situation we're in now because greedy banks...
Actually, it wasn't greedy banks.
I'm just giving you...
It was the Congressional Black Caucus, and it was the federal government that pushed the mortgage securities to the banks and said to the banks, we're holding a gun to your head, and if you don't take these securities...
Right. And I'm saying that there are people that have a perception now...
Right.
...that... If these types of, now that that's the situation,
right,
and the lowly little whatever street sweeper had nothing to do with it,
But his 401k is affected and blah, 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 and now he can't pay his mortgage.
Right.
Well, then a lot of those people, their attitude is fix it. And pay my mortgage because I didn't do this. That's their attitude.
888-340-3373. Should we be a land of opportunity or of guarantees and entitlements?
Which coming off of what I just said,
right.
is this what's freaking me out. This is what's got me asking the question. For today, now, there, you know, you have Occupy Wall Street and 99% this and 1% that, and you have a lot of people going, you know, hey man, I can't pay my mortgage and I can't this and I can't that. And I really think that they're starting to turn around and go, you know what? Forget about the American dream.
No, they're having to forget about the American dream.
It's
the standard of living projected for the next 20 years is going to be far worse than it has been in times past. Mm-hmm. We got to take our break. Coming right back, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Don't go away.
In today's ever-changing world economy and job market, you need a competitive edge that sets you apart.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
This is Baldwin McCullough Live. I am Stephen Baldwin. He is...
Kevin McCullough.
Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
And if you don't go on the air, you can press 2 and leave us a message there, too. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but come on the air.
But we'd rather have on the air right now.
Who?
If this is after hours,
oh,
leave it. If you're listening to the podcast and it's the middle of the week, leave the message. Then you'll probably hear yourself next week. Anyway, we're talking, well, I'm letting Stephen frame the topic this hour, because next hour we're going to do the same topic, but I'm gonna start it off with a whole different concept when we get to the switch over at the top of the hour. But should America be a land of entitlements or opportunity? Is it viewed that way by people who are growing up in it now? Is what Stephen has asked. 888-340-3373. Pick Reno, Nevada, or Clearwater, Florida. I'm sorry, or the Bronx, New York, Stephen. Your call. Where do you want to go?
Forget about it.
Going to the Bronx. Annie from the Bronx. Hey, Annie.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well.
You know, it's that tension to be able to go from a sphinx or become a fallen angel, to go from porridge to caviar. It kills the spirit to live like under a guarantee as a formula, because it's the human condition to want to aspire and to dream. Listen, I'd rather be down in the dumps and be able to dream. As also, there's also that tension, if you do live in the lap of luxury, to know that by your own actions, you could lose it. If you don't have that tension, it doesn't matter if you're in an alley or you're up in a mansion. You're just like, to me, like the living dead. Really, you really need to
have
that, because it's a test.
Very interesting, Annie. You know, because what you're saying, another way of saying what you're saying is the entitlement, you know, ideology almost kills the dream, doesn't it?
Yes,
it totally does. Yeah.
And it kills the whole tension throughout your whole life. And you see other governments and people from other countries that, okay, they live okay. Like Kevin was saying, you know, you're guaranteed that porridge. But, okay, guaranteed porridge is okay, but they'll never have the caviar. And here, that's the thing. Like, you see it all the time. People from the streets, and then they rise to being these stars. That's what motivates you. Granted, you also see people from great heights. They fall, but then they learn and they go back up again, and that's it. It's just the human condition, and
yeah.
This place is the playground to really play that out, like the best theater for that, in my opinion.
Annie, it's so well said. Thank you for the
awesome.
Call. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Annie.
Let's go to Jamie in Clearwater real quick. Jamie, you're up next on Baldwin McCullough High. Jamie, are you there? All right, Jamie's not on line five, guys. Jamie, are you there? All right, check on line five, guys, because I don't know who that is. Anyway, we're going to take our break. Come back hour number two. We're gonna keep the same topic, but I'm just gonna throw a couple of other curveballs into the mix, because I want to get your thoughts on this as we move forward. But a great discussion as we are thinking about the next presidential election as well, because Stephen, what we're getting from the administration is, well, we got to do more. We got to give more entitlements to people.
Mm.
That's the only way we're going to help America.